beautiful opening music. Good morning, friends and family of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Welcome to our morning worship service here at our sanctuary, which is located at 4071 Foster Road, San Antonio. And to all who are listening to us on their radio at FM 96.9, San Antonio, listen now to the word of the Lord as written in Psalm 104, verses 24 to 34, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things are innumerable there, living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Bless my soul, O Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you this morning, O merciful King of the universe, King of the world, Father of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who knows everything, knows all about us. We give you all honor and praise. All glory go to you, Heavenly Father. And this morning, Lord, we ask that our worship be acceptable in your sight. Our hearts and our minds will be in tune to you, to your word, to the things that you have for us. Bless this congregation, Lord, as only you can. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Joyful, Joyful.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark cloud away.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. FYI, are you planning an event? Please contact the office to reserve your date and time on the calendar to prevent any conflicts with other groups. This will be on a first-come, first-served basis. And then my next announcement, FYI, is that whenever I finish my announcements and then I ask if anybody else has any announcements, I ask that you come up to the mic because the people on the radio cannot hear when we make announcements from the congregation. So, you know, please come up here, and if you cannot, just signal me and I'll bring the mic to you so that, you know, there's no misinterpretation on the announcement from you to me to the congregation. Okay? Thank you. For Monday, June 6th at 10:30 a.m., the Wesley Covenant Group will meet. On Tuesday at 10 a.m., the Women's Bible Study will meet in Building B. At 11, the Reunion Group will meet in Building B. Then later on in the evening at 6:30, the Bell Choir will have practice.
I know. Bell Choir is over until after Labor Day.
Okay. It's okay. And then at 7:45, the choir will practice. And then on Wednesday, June 8th, at 7 p.m., Oasis will meet in the church lobby. And then we'll finish out Saturday at 9 a.m., the Romeo Men's Group will meet at Sophia's. And also at 9, the Juliets will be meeting at Denny's. And then the birthdays for this coming week, Eileen Fader, the birthday is today. Rose Garcia on the 6th. Ruben Rodriguez on the 10th. And then Vicky Bauman on the 11th. And now let us sing happy birthday to these people. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Great.
A couple of announcements. We have our movie night scheduled for the 11th, which is a Saturday. Okay. Evidently, we've had a movie night before. I didn't go. How many of you have been to movie night here before? Okay, so spread the word. It's Saturday. It will be here and in the sanctuary. The movie is Dog. There'll be popcorn available that Jen is making. Okay. You can bring your comfortable chairs in here. Unless you just like sitting in these chairs, okay? So the reason for this is we had a planning committee a couple months ago. 3 people showed up. Some folks provided input to that, and so we made a calendar to try to have at least 1 or 2 events every month. And so this is the first event for June. Heard some little rumblings, and I'll just refer you to Matthew 7, 3-5, okay? There is room at the table. Okay, to help. So easy to throw pebbles. Okay, get involved. Is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? Okay, and that's my sermon. All right. Okay, in the Northex on the media board is a slideshow which we used to show before the church, but evidently some of you can't see that. But it's out there. And one of the most important things today is that Trey graduated from high school. And his picture is on that board. Okay? His picture is on the board, so please take a moment and recognize that. When was graduation? Last Friday? Okay. I don't think we have any from our area this year. So send congratulations to Trey. We're really proud of him. That's it for me.
Does anybody else have any announcements?
Yes, good morning, everyone. I have an announcement from Ann Williams from Faith Comes by Hearing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hello, Peggy. Thank you, and Alamo United Methodist Church family, for your very generous donation to provide God's Word to our military, veterans, and people of other nations. We appreciate your help so much. You've been such faithful partners. Thank you. And along with that, she's talking about how generous and faithful Alamo family was, and the contribution that was sent to Faith Comes by Hearing was $505, which was matched, totaling $1,010. And 58% of that, or in other words, $520, went to Bible sticks, military Bible sticks, and then 42%, or $480, went to Vision 2033, their worldwide ministry to nations all over. And so what a great success with your help for that campaign. Thank you.
And I have an add-on that Peggy does not know about. Our brothers and sisters in born-again ministries that meet in B Building on Sunday afternoons decided that they wanted to collect also. And I don't know what they have collected, but I do know that we got a check in the mail for $100 for a contribution from Born Again Ministries. So the word is going out. People are able to hear the word of God. So it is a blessing for sure. Now, on the board, you see a picture of Fiesta run, the Spurs run. That was sent to me by Robert Pena. I got a chance to talk to him this week. George had a big effect on Robert and encouraged him along the way and encouraged him to keep up his running. And so Robert participated in the Spurs Fiesta run as a tribute to George.
Amen.
Now, to shift gears a little bit, this week our annual conference will be gathering in McAllen. It is first time that in a few years that they've actually sat down and met face to face. And so our pastor will be going, and our lay delegate just happens to be the lady that's going to ride with him. Tessie is our lay delegate, and she and the two of them will represent us at annual conference with all the other churches in the conference. They will bring information back to us, but very quickly, let's pray for that. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, as our annual conference meets, we ask that you send your Spirit, not only for the worship services there, but for the conference itself. Fill the delegates with your Spirit and help them as they do the business of our church. Help them to know your will always and to do things in your name. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. Brothers and sisters, there was one more thing that I needed to mention to y'all. This morning in the news, they mentioned that a group from Hawaii came into Uvalde yesterday, and they did a ceremony for the community of Uvalde. And when I heard that, I thought about the Beatitudes that are in Matthew chapter 5, basically verse number 4, which reads, "Blessed those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And the Holy Spirit made his way to Hawaii to put that in the heart of those people, and they came over to help the community of Uvalde to deal with this situation that happened over there with the children. And as I read this, I thought about this some more, and I said, well, yes, you know, the people who are mourning are being blessed by that, but the people who are giving the comfort also are being blessed. And I just thank God that he put that in their heart to come help these people in our state. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Lord, I praise you for your steadfast love, and your mercies are new every morning. Thank you that you hear my voice as I cry out to you for strength and wisdom to get through my day. Be with me today and help me feel your presence and walk your will. Help me glorify you in all that I do and say. Your mercies never end, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Amen.
As we prepare to receive our tithes and offerings, let us pray. Father God, we come together at this time in your presence, knowing that you are the source, you are the giver, you have provided all that we have. We ask, Lord, that as now as we return but a small portion of what you have given to each of us, that you use our tithes and our offerings to further your glory here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is from Luke 22, 14 to 20, New International Version, for the reading for today. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
There's it.
Good morning, church, and all those listening to Alamo this morning.
Good morning.
Today, I need your help, Lord, not to feel anxious. I cannot take care of my concerns on my own. Instead of worrying, I hand over my cares to you, because I know you care for me. Thank you that you are the God who sees me and stays with me no matter what I'm going through. Forgive me when I hold on to my sorrow and lack the faith to believe that you will never leave me or abandon me. I give you praise that you are my sovereign, and I pray that you would take care of our needs today. Thank you for peace that passes understanding. The peace that comes from only knowing that you are an all-powerful, loving God. And you are good. I put my trust in you. Amen.
To amplify a little bit on Jafon's prayer, we gather now to hear God's word as delivered through our pastor. We pray with me that all he does is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father, you are the source, you are the creator. Everything comes from your hand. And as we gather here at this time, we ask that you give strength and courage to our pastor as he delivers the word that your spirit will give to him. We pray, Lord, that his words will be your words. But also, Lord, open our ears, and not only our ears, but our hearts, so that your word may be a part of us. And as we go through our daily lives, let us take your word to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to say first, thank you so much to everyone, and to let you know that Tess and I love you very much, and we certainly appreciate all your prayers and all that you do for this church and all that you do for the Lord. But I want to real quick say this and just give the some accolades real quick to this awesome Bell Choir. Amen. They did a good job this morning. Amen. Give them a hand. Amen. Amen. And Tessie and I will be going to now Tom said, Tessie, he said there was some lady riding with me, okay? But I just want to let you know it's going to be you, all right?
I could have said staying in the same room.
Please pray for me and my wife as we head for annual conference, leaving Wednesday, coming back sometime Saturday, and pray for us that the Lord will give us some insight and discernment on the things that we're going to hear and the things that we're going to see. We won't be at church Sunday, but pray for us, and we'll be praying for you. Amen. And we'll see you next Sunday. So a preacher once told me, he said, don't tell them, you know, let it be a surprise who's going to preach. That way a whole bunch of people will show up. All right? So, Tom?
let it be a surprise.
I guess it's not a surprise anymore. No, Tom will be preaching Sunday. So, I want you to come out and give your support to him. Give your support to him and your support to Gene is also. Let me give Gene his flowers too while he's alive. We have a habit of giving our flowers to folks that are dead. We ought to give it to them when they're alive. Amen? Amen. Gene's doing an awesome job in visitation. He visits folks, the sick, the shut-in. He brings them communion, and I think that's just awesome. Amen?
Amen?
So let's give a hand and say thank you. Thank you, Gene. And there's a whole bunch of other folks out here. You know who you are, and you know what you do. Some do things in the background. Most of you do them in the background. You prefer it that way, and that's good. But I want you to know, even though I may not say thank you or amen, charge that to my head, not to my heart, but know this, God sees everything that you do. Everything. And what you do for the Lord, that's your crown. When you get to see Jesus, there's be crowns, jewels in your crowns. And these are the things that the Lord will present to you. Amen? Amen. Let's get to our business here. The business of preaching of the Lord's Supper this morning. Our text this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 22 through 14 through 20. We're going to have communion today and the Lord's Supper, and it's called the Lord's Supper. Now, the churches of Christ, of Jesus, we've been doing this ever since Jesus went back to heaven. And it's a practice that's been controversial and it's been argued about for over 2,000 years. But the churches of Jesus, whatever their denomination, continue to observe the Lord's Supper. So, but I want us to have just a little bit better understanding before we participate this morning. So we're going to answer some questions, about three questions about communion this morning. And the first will be, who started the Lord's Supper? Who came up with the Lord's Supper? Well, our Lord came up with the Lord's Supper. It was Jesus who did it. It was in the passage. This is the Thursday, the night before Jesus' crucifixion. And it was a time for the annual Jewish Passover meal. And all the Jews observed the Passover. And we're going to tell you why here in a few minutes. And so since Jesus and the apostles were Jewish, they observed the Passover also. So Jesus sends out his disciples to get everything ready. And if you read the story, you'll find out that he told his disciples to go up and to get the upper room prepared, or to find a room that was prepared. So he takes some bread. It's at the Passover meal. Jesus brings up some new stuff about the Passover. He takes some bread and he breaks it into pieces. He takes a cup of wine and he passes it around to everybody. And all the apostles were to take a drink from it. And then there's this little phrase that Jesus says between each one of them. He says, "This do in remembrance of me." You know, we remember a lot of things, Memorial Day and all that's good, but I don't ever want us to forget what Jesus did for you. Please don't ever forget that. That's extremely important. And that's why he's having the Passover meal, so they won't forget. And he says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And it's the bread and wine was to serve a purpose to the apostles, and it was to cause them to remember Jesus. So every time that we have communion, we are remembering what the Lord has done for us. But I got to tell you, he wants us to do more than this. He wants us to do more than just remember that he just existed. He wants us to remember what does the Lord's Supper mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean? Just to come and gather and just kind of mill around and get some wafers and some grape juice? What does it mean? What does it mean to you? And you can, to get a full grasp on the meaning of the Lord's Supper, we need to talk about the Passover. You see, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, and God was going to set them free. And the way he was going to do this, he brought plagues upon Egypt. And the last plague was pretty brutal. He took the firstborn of every male, animal and human, and in order for the Israelites not to be part of this, he had them kill a lamb and put blood on the doorposts. So you can see, right then, there was a shedding of blood. God was requiring the shedding of blood for the remission of sins. And when the death angel passed over, when he came through, he saw that blood on the doorpost. He passed over that house, and that house was spared. Whenever the blood was found, the angel would pass over that home. So the Lord's Supper brings new meaning to the Passover. Jesus' blood marks all that are his. You are marked with the blood of Christ. You are marked. So when that day comes, the Lord's not going to see your righteousness and all the things that you did. He's going to see that blood that's covered your life. And he'll know that you belong to him. You know that he belongs to him. And the scripture says that we are redeemed by his blood. And we are made whole by the blood of Jesus. And because of our sins now, all of us, we should die in the plague that kills sinners. But by trusting Jesus, we passed over and we're delivered from punishment. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel awfully blessed this morning. Amen? Amen. That if the Lord was to come right now, if you belong to him, he's going to see that blood on your heart and judgment will pass away from you. It says, by trusting in Jesus, we are passed over and delivered from punishment. And the Lord's Supper represents in a visual what has already occurred for us spiritually. Jesus gave his body on the cross for us, and he poured out his blood for us on the cross. And the Lord's Supper means that we have a lamb, the Lamb of God, who gave himself for us. So every time we observe the Lord's Supper, we need to remember what Jesus did. And as we take this bread and cup, we are connecting ourselves with our Passover lamb. I want you to remember that this morning as you prepare your hearts and get ready for communion or the Lord's Supper this morning. And the third question is this: how in the world do we observe this? And Cheryl's going to put some scripture up for us, and it's going to show us how we should observe this. Now, Jesus made it very simple for us, but we as humans, we always have a way of just making things awfully hard for us. But look at what the scripture says. It says, how often do you do that? As often as you meet. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's. So whoever eats and bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. So there's no set time frame in when you have communion. You could have it every day. You could have it every Sunday. You could have it every time that you meet together, as long as you do it and remember why you're doing it. And so, but there's a very important part in how we should observe it. We need to take a look at ourselves. We need to examine ourselves. And how do you examine yourselves? You need to ask the Lord to shine the Holy Spirit, the light of the Holy Spirit on your heart, and see if there's anything that may be wrong or evil that might be in your heart, things that you may thought you were hiding from God, and you need to get things right for the Lord. You know, and the scripture says, for those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. I got to warn you, folks, if you take this unworthy, there could be judgment. I didn't say it. The scripture said it. So make sure you examine yourself this morning and make sure there's no sin in your life. Amen? Amen. 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 I had to hear from you. I want to make sure this is important. I don't want you to go to sleep on me, all right? I don't want you to go to sleep on me. So we need to check ourselves. So here's some questions you can ask yourself right now. Am I appreciative of what Jesus has done for me? Am I aware of just what price Jesus paid for me? Do you know what it costs the Lord? Are you aware of that? Am I living my life in a way that shows my gratefulness to Jesus for what he's done for me? Does your life show that you love the Lord, or does it show something totally different? And is my heart right
with the one who gave his all for me. Are things right in your life? Are things right in your life? Have you got some sin in your life that you just can't seem to get rid of, or you just don't want to get rid of? You need to get rid of it this morning. You can't do it, but during the time of prayer, you ought to ask the Lord to get rid of that for you and clean your heart up. That way you won't take communion unworthy. And as I close this morning and we prepare for communion, I want to remind you of something that's going to happen one day. I got this tie at Walk to Emmaus many years ago. And the last part of the Emmaus walk was awesome. We had all been filled, you know, and we came to a part where we ate this meal. And this was just no ordinary meal. It was a meal, it was a replica of the marriage feast with the Lamb. It was a replica of where the bride was going to sit down with the groom and have this awesome feast. And this feast will be in heaven. You see, right now you're remembering now here on earth. But one day at the marriage feast of the Lamb, you'll be able to sit at the table of Jesus. And we sat at that table and we had an awesome meal. But the meal was great, but it was just the spiritual awakening and knowing that one day we're going to all sit and eat with the Lord and be with the Lord. So I just want to encourage you with those words. And I want to encourage you this morning to stay close to Him. Stay close to Him. I know times are hard. And I know it seems like evil is abound. And it is. But God is great. And God is true. And He will do exactly what He says He will do. And He will never, ever, ever let you down. We have a great high priest right now. Even right now, who sits at the right hand of the Father. And He's asking the Lord, says, Lord, please help Ted, because he needs your help. And He's asking the same thing for you. So you need not worry. You need not fret. What you need to do this morning is get things right with the Lord. Amen? And God bless you this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank You for this time together that You've given us. And I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as if there's anything that's standing in the way of this church, of doing what we ought to do, I ask You, Lord, to get rid of it and send it away from here so that we may be all in one spirit, that we may all walk together, and we may all be at the marriage feast of the Lamb. Thank You, Heavenly Father. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we prepare now for the time where we will receive the Lord's Supper, if you will notice that there are some bowls at the ends of the side aisles, that's for your cups, your trash, as you go back to your seat. This time, as we receive communion, Pastor Ted will have actual pieces of bread. We're slipping a little bit closer to what we used to do. If you do not feel comfortable taking the bread and the cup, Brother Gene has the elements in prepackaged, so that they are secure. So what your choice is. But remember that this is not the table that the three of us have set before you. This is the Lord's table. And the Lord opens His table to all. To all that wish to be closer to Him. to make their hearts right. And so we ask that you come with that attitude this morning. Christ the Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have turned to our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. And remember, as we leave this place, that we leave the sanctuary building. We do not leave God. We do not leave one another. So take the Spirit with you as you leave this place.
The Great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. You gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we have our hymn of invitation, we ask that you come forward as the Spirit moves you. This is the time to be closer to God. If you have never committed yourself, this is the time to do so. If you have put God up on a shelf, take Him down. Come down and pray that His Spirit will fill your life so you may be part of His glory. We ask now that those that need a time of prayer, the altar rail is open. If you need someone to pray with you, we are available. Whatever your needs be, come down at this time.
Will you stand for our hymn of invitation? We are the church. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building, the church is not a steeple, the church is not a resting place, the church is a people. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. We're many kinds of people with many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages, and from all times and places. I am
Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members and family and friends that can't make it to church or in the hospital, continue to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Irma Perryman, Esther Berryman, and a very sweet lady, and happy birthday to Eileen Fader. Jim and Linda McMillan. And Homer had to leave, but he's, when he makes it, otherwise he listens to us, you know, and he's just loves this church and he loves us. So blessings, Homer. Lord, hear our prayers. And, continue to keep the community of Uvalde, the community, actually the county of Uvalde, and all of the citizens in our thoughts and prayers as they still trying to come to terms with the heartbreaking tragedy. It'd be 2 weeks ago this Tuesday, so Lord, shield them and bring them comfort. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue prayers for all of our first responders, our military personnel, the hospital workers, nurses, doctors, and everyone that you meet that is you're out there and they're waiting and serving on you. So just say thank you every chance you get. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue prayers for Gerda's sister, Imagard, Sandy Bundick's nephew, Matt, her grandson, Patrick, and her great-grandson, Cody. As he's still recovering and healing, but Joni Peterson's son, Billy, Sherry Francis and her daughter, Maria, and Selma Sheck's son-in-law, Dan Eckert. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue prayers of uplifting, and give her a call whenever you can, but Bonnie loves to hear from us, so Bonnie and Kelly and Allison and their grandkids, so thanks be to God for them. Healing for Diana. She's here, and she said she's better today, but you're here, so hallelujah, Diana. Prayers of uplifting and giving strength of healing for Barbara Whitney, for Kathy Bedell, for Virginia Molinoff, for Irma Perryman, Bob Clem. Is he okay? Okay, good deal. Still in our prayers, though. And for Selma and David Sheck. And Cheryl is asking prayers of healing for her cousin, Carolyn Botkin. Lord, hear our prayers. And Andra is asking prayers for her friend Kat, who is having health issues, and she's concerned with them. So, Lord, hear our prayers for Kat. God be with her and her family. Also for Martha's daughter-in-law, Ann, for another dear friend of mine, Tammy Pollock. And I also want to, birthdays, my oldest sister, Terry, her birthday is today, so happy birthday, Terry, love you. And happy birthday tomorrow for Frank's wife, Rose. Since she's not hearing me this morning, tell her I said happy birthday, Frank. Yeah, Frank, do something special. Thanks be to God, and Ted will leave us in prayer, but go and let God guide us all through the week.
You got to remember to pray, folks. You're going to have to pray. Amen? You're not going to be able to make it through this by yourselves. It wasn't designed for that. Jesus came, and he died on the cross, and he did that so that you may have a option. You can pray. You don't have to worry anymore. Amen?
Amen?
Pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this day that you've given us. And, Lord, I know that we are a strange people, but I know that you love us. Help us, Lord, as we go forward from this place. Help us to take the light. Take the light of your love, of your life, of your spirit, so that others may see us and say, there goes a person that knows Jesus. Bless this congregation, Lord. Bless those, Lord, that even this morning are here and don't feel good. Bless those, Lord, who wanted to come this morning but couldn't come. Bless them, Lord. We thank you for those that are here. And we ask, Lord, that your words would be hidden deep in their hearts, and they would never forget it. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The scripture selected for our closing today is Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Hallelujah. As we depart from here today, let us remember all those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And remember, we are children of God and all that that includes, especially that we are joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Be friendly and be safe. Let us join again together next Sunday and receive the message that our pastor will bring us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand for our closing hymn? Every time I feel the Spirit.
Go in peace.